Let the record show that all members of the Finance Committee are in attendance except Ann, who's excused. Did everyone get a chance to look at the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion to approve the minutes is published. Any additions, corrections, comments? If not, all in favor of approving the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Public comment. Got anybody for public comment? Seeing none. Joe?
Purchases, okay. I guess after we do purchases, maybe some of these department heads can move on, create some space for us.
Get back to work.
Yeah. First one is community development. John, would you mind explaining?
We are purchasing 50 air conditioners and 40 box fans for low-income individuals. They will be distributed at three locations, Council Township, Madison County, Catholic Charities at both their Alton and Granite branches. Essentially, it's targeted to very low-income individuals. It's a program that's been done several years. Ameren just gave us 50 a couple weeks ago. Those are already being distributed, so it's just a continuation of a program we've been doing.
So is it Ameren funding or LIHEAP?
This one is CSBG.
CSBG, okay.
Any questions? Hearing none.
Next, we have an agreement with Fiscal Choice Consulting. This is through the county board to do a fee study on the sheriff, county clerk, and recorder fees. We do these from time to time. We haven't looked at these fees for some time. I know the sheriff's fees were last set over 10 years ago, and by statute, we have to tie the fee, any fee increases, to the cost of providing the service. So what this study will do is look at the various fees in that department, what the cost is to providing the service, for example, what it costs the sheriff's department to service summons, and then that report would be provided to us, and then it would be up to us whether we wanted to tweak our fees based on that study. It's something I've been wanting to do for the last year or two, and we're just getting around to doing it. Any other questions about that?
Any questions of Joe on this issue?
Next, with the Facilities Management Department, we have a change order on the roof project out at Wood River. Kurt, would you like to explain?
Right. This is for some additional tuck pointing that was not originally part of the project but needed to be done. And then some new wood blocking for so that they can install the new coping cap correctly on one roof section.
Any questions?
With the health department, we have a purchase from School Health Corporation. Tony, would you mind explaining?
This is audio-visual testing equipment. We actually received a grant. We paid for it, and we'll be able to get reimbursement for the full amount. So it updates our equipment. We test several thousand kids, preschoolers, annually for vision and hearing, pre-screening, and then referring people to doctors if they need further assistance.
Questions?
With the IT department, we have a purchase, actually a payment. This work has been completed. This is the last piece of what we did with DevNet for a real estate management system that manages everything from tax bills to assessments and everything, and the work's finally been done. If there's anything else, Timothy can certainly fill in.
It was just the final piece of the project for some data migration from the
No questions?
With the public defender, we have the purchase of furniture and a workstation and seating in their library. This was something that was in the capital outlay budget for this current fiscal year. Mr. Rakowski's here, if there's any questions with him.
Any questions?
And with the Sheriff's Department, we have three purchases. The first one is the annual renewal for their law enforcement and custody policy manual program. We had a discussion about this last month. These guys could fill in the blanks if there's any questions about that. Or last year, I should say. The next one is called Kit 2 Touch Phone Forensic Investigation. Could somebody possibly explain that? Sheriff?
Yes.
I can. That's a replacement of the equipment that we need to analyze cell phones. That's another technology that's ever-changing. Cell phones becoming more complicated, so it's just a replacement of the current system that we have to stay current.
And lastly, with the Sheriff's Department, they have a purchase of a vehicle, a new 2015 police interceptor vehicle through the court security program.
Is that a, what kind is that?
Ford?
No.
Ford?
Ford Fusion or something?
What kind of car is it?
It's a Ford. It's the police version of the Ford Taurus.
Okay.
With the state's attorney's office, they have a new copy machine that they're asking to be purchased. Stephanie Smith is here if there's any questions.
This is for our child support division. We paid for out of state funds through our state contract with them.
Thank you. Any questions?
Those are all the purchases.
Can we get a motion?
So move.
Second.
Motion by Doc, second by Kelly. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Kelly?
Aye.
Doc? Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
Larry?
Aye.
Under resolutions, we have four for your consideration. Three that was on the pre-agenda, one that was added that should be in front of you. First one is our annual renewal for cold red weather warning service. I believe we're entering into our third year now, is that correct? With this program, those of us who are signed up for it will get the phone calls at 3:00 in the morning warning us of nasty weather, and they're actually, being signed up myself and watching, TV along with it, they seem to be pretty accurate. So yeah. When they say go in the basement.
I think I need to re-sign up because I'm not getting mine anymore.
Yeah.
So is that what you have to do, sign up again?
Yeah, I mean, they shouldn't have been dropped off. Yeah. But yeah, I would recommend that to trouble. And if you have any problems, call Larry's office.
You pay your bill, Doc?
No, I didn't.
I thought it was free.
first consideration.
Are we getting any help on that at all?
We have had ConocoPhillips participate with us, and I believe they're interested again this year, Larry.
Yes.
Olin expressed an interest. I'm not sure if they were signed on.
No, they haven't. Just refining.
Yeah. I think that's
$10,000.
The municipalities are calling us and, from time to time, and we assist them, so it's being used.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, how do you sign up for the cell phone alerts?
I'll let Larry.
You can go through either the county website or emergency management website.
Okay.
And there's a little icon there that says ProGrad. Okay. Click on that, and there's a few questions you have to ask. No, you should be in there.
Yeah.
Unless you've changed your phone number, that's the only time you'd have to re-enter.
Next, with the 911 emergency telephone system, we have an upgrade to the Sheriff's Records Management and CAD system from New World System. This is something that we put in place back in, I believe, 2007, 2008. We're to the point now where we're in a position to expand it, upgrade, the technology, but also offer it to other units of government. We have four large public safety agencies who's interested in joining on, so this expansion would incorporate them and then make it available to every other public safety entity. The ETSB board has been looking at this for a few months, and we're now ready to move forward with it. I've got folks here that can speak about it. The sheriff's here. Terry McFarland's here. We didn't bring anybody from New World in. We had them at the public safety meeting, but we'd be welcome to answer any questions.
But it's critical for them to be able to talk to each other.
Well, someone like to give the overview of what this does?
Yeah, let me see if I can make this as short and painless as possible. We were fortunate back in 2007, the county was, with the money that the county received on the Philip Morris tobacco case, for the sheriff's office to get this system, this computer-aided dispatching system, that's state-of-the-art, and we're the biggest contributor of information into that system. with what we do on the crime-fighting side, the jail side, all that information is in there. It's such a good system that immediately the Granite City Police Department jumped on, the village of Glen Carbon jumped on, the village of Maryville jumped on. Other departments would like to get on. We're trying to get the fireside services on this as well, along with the EMS people, so everybody's on the same page. So the data that the Sheriff's Office has, that Granite City has, Maryville, Glen Carbon, can be shared collectively amongst all the public service providers within the county. We need to upgrade that system in order to do that. Right now, the City of Edwardsville, the City of Highland, Collinsville, and SIUE are interested in coming on board as well. Information sharing is critical, especially in an emergency situation. Right now, some departments with information cannot immediately talk to each other, which is a concerning issue, and I think once we get the infrastructure upgraded in this system, a lot of these other entities will come on, which I think is a very prudent thing to do.
This is also computer-aided dispatch,
so right.
When the call comes in, it goes straight to the cars,
right.
Location mapping, they all have laptops.
Information that we may have, Doc, on you, mm-hmm. from an emergency standpoint, could be immediately shared with any other law enforcement agency, fire agency, or EMS agency, assuming that, let's say, you leave Alton and come to Edwardsville, that information would come with you. Edwardsville would have that information. Right now, Edwardsville doesn't have that information, and again, we think it's prudent that first responder people and emergencies are on the same page.
What does it cost the other police departments to get on it?
Terry can answer that. I don't know the exact figures on that, but there will be a fee that will be assessed to these agencies, which would be less than if they went out and did the same thing themselves. We've got the basic infrastructure. For them to tap on, there would be a fee, but I don't have those figures, Terry.
Those figures would be based on the individual numbers from that community and that police department, depending on the number of mobile devices that they would have to plug into the infrastructure, or the number of licenses they would be required, or their third-party software that might be needed, such as license driver's license scanning devices and things like that. That would all depend on what they would choose to do with those numbers to determine what the cost would be.
They will pay for what goes in their vehicles. You know, they buy the laptop, and I think it's about $4,500 if they tap onto all the services per vehicle. So if a police department has four that they need, just times four, that would be the approximate number. So the county's paying for getting the system set up. We're going to run it. We're going to operate and everything. They will pay for everything, their own equipment, to tap into it.
So it's going to be pretty costly for a little town like New Douglas or Warden, or
well, get on it, proportionately, not necessarily. I mean, certainly, yeah, it will cost them some money. Every agency that's coming on is going to participate in the cost themselves.
Yeah.
But again, if New Douglas or Hamel or somebody has one or two mobile devices, as opposed to Collinsville or Edwardsville that might have 15, then the cost is going to be proportionate.
Yeah, trouble with those little towns, they don't have any sales tax to pay for that stuff.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but we basically provide that service right now at no charge. You mentioned New Douglas, which doesn't have a police department.
Right.
Hamel, which does have a police department, we provide that service right now to them because we are the dispatch center for those communities.
So really doesn't cost them anything.
Right.
Now.
Right.
Or they pay you back over time.
Right. If they wanted to put the mobile data equipment in their police car, that would cost them, but that's doesn't even come close to addressing the major infrastructure costs that we're paying for now.
Right.
That's the only way this would work is if the county took the lead, like the county does, put together the infrastructure, then they could afford their own costs. Otherwise, none of this would have happened.
Right.
It's the same thing we've done with the Code Red system. It's the same thing we did when we upgraded all the radio communication towers in the county. Someone had to be the lead agency to benefit all, and that's what we're doing here.
What did the system initially cost? Do you guys remember?
It was over $1 million, but I can't give you the exact figure.
What are we getting now for the $600,000 plus?
What's the expansion that's taking place? Maybe some
Terry
or Timothy, you know.
Yeah, between Timothy and I, we'll have additional servers, upgraded servers that are pretty much to replace the existing ones that are coming to end of life. Is that correct, Timothy? Yeah, they're coming to end of life, and so those servers would have to be replaced anyway. In addition to that, there'll be the configuration, the training, the SSMAs or the service maintenance agreements with New World, and the training is a big deal. And then, am I missing something?
More licenses, because now instead of having X number of licenses, there's 100 licenses. So, you know, on our servers, we have to have licenses. So it's all the cost for licenses. We are paying for all the training costs, which is a significant amount of money. All the various different costs up front is part of that $600,000.
There'd be a personnel component also through IT to work with the new servers. Also.
Additional?
Included in this.
No, additional people coming on to IT?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we're anticipating there would be one additional person to support all the public safety agencies and this system here.
Right. Great.
Anything else, Joe?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
With the special service area, we have professional services, project management of a lift station generator installation. Ralph, would you explain that?
That's just the professional services of our retained engineering. That does the engineering. They did the layout. They'll oversee the project of installing the generators at the lift stations for backup power in case of power outages.
How much was that?
But that project was, I think, about almost $500,000 from the engineering, $48,000.
No generators there now? There aren't generators on there?
No. We have, it's run by power through, you know, Ameren or our power lines, and now we're installing generators in case of fire outages to keep sewage moving.
And then the one that was added is with the IT department for secure data technology for $81,040.50. Timothy, would you mind explaining this?
Right. It's for a storage area network, it's a big data storage device. It's replacing aging equipment and also adding storage capacity to it too. Most of it's coming out of capital outlays.
Okay. Any questions?
That's all.
Can we get a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Kelly.
Second.
Second by Jamie. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Kelly?
Aye.
Josh? Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
Larry?
Aye.
Aye. Andy? Very good.
That's all.
That all, Joe?
Yes.
Rick?
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we have no motel tax reconciliation report this month. Got a couple refunds. One is from the special service area, payable to an individual. And this is a refund for an overpayment at closing. The amount is $30.54. The second one is for $50 from the Health Department Revenue Fund, payable to an individual. This is an overpayment on a refresher course, and again, it's for $50. And I move for your approval on the refunds.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Further discussion? Kelly?
Aye.
Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
Sorry.
Aye.
Okay, moving forward, Mr. Chairman, we have three immediate emergency appropriations. The first one is subsequent to the adoption of the budget. It's been determined there are necessary expenditures that have occurred in the upgrade of the New World System computer, aid of dispatch records management system, including the extension of the system to participating public safety agencies. Whereas there are sufficient funds in 911, telephone system fund for this immediate emergency appropriation is a reason. The amount of that is $614 $614,300. I move, well, I'll bring them all in.
Yeah, please.
Second one is, subsequent to the budget 2014, the county's received a grant to provide HIV prevention, training, testing, and counseling services to jail inmates. This comes from the Illinois Department of Public Aid. It's a no-match grant for $78,750. And lastly, again, the county has received a grant in the amount of $11,430. It's entitled Family Violence Prevention Coordinating Council Grant. The purpose of this grant is increasing awareness of family violence and providing resources to help eliminate the problem. Again, this is a no-match grant, and I move for your approval on all three of the immediate emergency appropriations.
You got a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second by
Bill.
Larry. Okay.
Larry.
Your turn, Larry.
Okay,
no further discussion.
I'm sorry.
Kelly?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Larry?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Yes. And we have the summary report of claims and transfers for May 2014. I move for your approval on that.
Motion?
So moved.
Second.
Aye.
Doc? Bill?
Aye.
Larry?
Aye.
Angie? Very good.
That's all right? I have, Mr. Chairman.
Claims and transfers. There you are.
I don't have anything for you this month. However, next month I will have our excess liability property and earthquake renewal for your consideration. So.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
He's missed.
He doesn't come to the board meeting.
Okay. New business. Or do you have anything else, Joe?
No new business. I think the chairman would like to speak.
Okay. If I could, I'm going to sit up here by Joe if I can sit at the table.
You want my spot?
If you don't mind, Joe. There's been a lot of discussion on what we're going to do with the investments. I've been asked to look into having an investment advisory committee. I put a little thought to this, and I'm going to come up with a suggestion today. Answer any questions from the committee that you want to try to answer. But I am not for an investment committee, appointing a new investment committee. I think the finance committee could serve that purpose well enough. We have seven members of the finance committee that I think are more than capable of looking into the finances of Madison County. However, I recently attended a meeting down in Collinsville, and we have a flood prevention district meeting. And I'm not sure if you're all aware of that, but it's got three board members on each one. And we have a project that's a $100 million project. They're going to be spending $100 million on construction levees in the next 18 months. What they did is they went out and they had RFQs on companies that would come in and explain to them or give them suggestions on how to invest their monies. I have the report that I'll pass around after I explain it a little bit to you. Okay, first off, this company cannot sell the investments. So they are totally unique in the sense that they can give you suggestions of where the money should be made and the type of money interest that you should make. Okay? They go into all the different investments that are available. Safety is a priority to these companies. They do not want to see anyone lose. What I'm going to be asking the committee today is suggest going to let Joe come up with RFQs, or come up with a committee. This would work not only with the Finance Committee, but I want them to work with the County Treasurer's Office. They're going to be working with the Circuit Clerk's Office because he has money to invest, too. Democrats and Republicans have to work together on this issue. We have to work together, and the investment income that we make on our investments is important to our taxpayers because the more money that we do not make on investments, the more that you're going to have to increase property taxes. We have to spend $100 million in 18 months on this project. What they do is they come up with a revenue stream. They look at when the expenditures are, you know, they look at when all the expenditures are due, when everything has to be paid. They invest the money accordingly in investments. There are secure investments, backed, you know, whatever. They'll come and make a report to the Finance Committee. Everything will be good. We want it to be very, and I want to repeat this, extremely transparent. I think it's extremely important to the taxpayers of Madison County that they know where every penny is invested, that's earning good money,
and where that money is invested. Now, for an example on this, in 18 months, and you have to understand, they're going to start paying down from $100,000 immediately for 18 months. They're making, on this portfolio, on page 10, and this is the actual portfolio, they're projecting a 0.57% interest. And you have to remember, that's being spent down. Okay? Now, the reason I came up with this, you know, we have to learn to get together, folks. It is important to look at the investments of this county. Extremely important to look at the investments of this county. I do not believe we need an oversight committee. First off, we are elected people. We're all elected by districts in Madison County. This finance committee should be the oversight committee. However, if I was looking for property casualty insurance as an individual, I would not just go out and do something myself. I would look at a professional like Bill Maher and say, Bill, what can you help me? Can you tell me what kind of insurance I need? Things of that nature. I don't think anyone at this table, including me, is an expert on financing. All this firm does is comes in and gives you suggestions. I'm not asking it for to come out of county treasurer's office, a budget. I'm looking for doing this via finance, you know, committee, come out of county board budget, whatever. We'll figure out where the money's coming from. I did check with this company. Now, we want to get RFQs. I'm not offering this company. We want to get RFQs, do this very openly, work with the treasurer's office, work with the circuit clerk's office, work with the finance committee. Joe Prenny would be involved getting the RFQs together. Come up with this information, get by two or three proposals, pick one of them, and then make a recommendation to the county board as far as where monies should be invested. And this, when I pass this around, you're going to see all the investments. It's everything that the county can invest in. This is called a Columbia Capital Municipal Advisors. This is nothing new. Okay? There's a lot of companies that do this. But, folks, we got to make sure our monies that we have invested are making the correct amount of interest and the most interest we can make. But at the same time, it's imperative that it is safety. You have to make sure everything is safe. Yes, Doc?
Are AAA U.S. bonds pretty safe?
Yes, I think so. And let this company answer it. I'm not an expert on this. I mean, let's get expertise in there to answer those questions.
And what's the possible cost of this?
I just found out from Joe what this cost the levy district.
On the scope of services, but the arrangement the levy district has, and these people are actually going out and marketing the investment, so that's probably more than they would be a consultant to us giving us advice. But their cost with the flood prevention district is $1,750 a month for 18 months, so it's a little bit under $30,000.
Okay, and what this would do, we don't actually think we would need them to go out and actually do the buying of the investments.
That's what the treasurer
I think
does.
The treasurer's office could do that. We're just asking for advice of where to put the money, so it should be a lower cost than that.
So we will be getting this 0.50 interest rate on our money, but cover the cost of that?
That's all they're going to. They'll come in, they'll go over the whole thing. They're going to show you where their suggestions to put the money. They're professional people. I don't think we should put ourselves in a position where we know, because I don't think anyone at this table is an expert, including me, on financing. Let's get the expertise needed, work with the treasurer's office, work with the circuit clerk's office, do it very professionally, everyone working together, and try to invest the monies accordingly, the best to our abilities, and listen to their advice. I think it's going to pay for itself easily, because I think these people know what they're doing. I was amazed. I had lunch with Tom Long yesterday. And Tom Long said this is just an unbelievable company. I'm not even suggesting that we hire this company. Now, they went through a RFQ process in the board levy district. I think how many firms did they go through, do you know?
They interviewed three.
They interviewed three firms. I'm not saying pick this firm. I think we go through the same process they went through, okay? Bring those, you know, go out with RFQs, bring that back to the committee next week, or next month or whatever, look at the different things they have, and at that time, accept one of them, okay, and then go from there. We need to get off from step one to step two. We need to get rid of all the political bickering and come up with advice on how to invest the monies to the best of our abilities, and I think we owe this to the taxpayers. Ultimately, the taxpayers are the ones that We need to be very transparent, extremely transparent.
Kelly has a question.
So this is just a question. I'm not trying to bait a hook. If this committee has a recommendation from a company and we offer it to, let's use the circuit clerk, and we say, the circuit clerk, we would like for you to invest in this, do they have to do that?
No, I don't think they have to. I think, though, when we come out with a report, I will say I have not had the opportunity to talk to Kurt. You know, Mark Venita's sister passed away. I don't know if everybody knows that, so I haven't really had time to talk with him neither. But, you know, I think when they come up with a recommendation and where it should go and everything, they're going to be working with the treasurers and the county clerk's office. I think it helps them out, too, to do a better job. This is not coming out of their budgets. But once it shows that we'd be making up this amount of interest, I think it's to their ability. I think that's to their advantage to invest it there, because it's going to make them look good.
Well, you can see my concern, though, that we wouldn't have any teeth in it.
No, it's the treasurer's job. It's his responsibility. What we're doing is providing some additional expertise to help us all, you know, in a transparent way, do a certain way. You know, what we had with the flood prevention district is we were getting a tenth of a percent on $100 million, and we needed some professional expertise, and we went out and found somebody, and they're showing us how to structure it with the investments with the pro forma to, I think it was 0.57%. based on that snapshot, what we would get.
Yeah, but if I'm not mistaken, I think I wasn't at the meeting when they did that. I think the person that wanted to go with it, that led this, I think it was Mr. Long, it was one suggested that they go into this process and, you know, try to get the best interest we can get. And that's what we're trying to do. We want to put this above the political stuff, and let's just go out and do what's correct for the taxpayers of Madison County and move forward. We just need to move forward on this issue.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
I'll tell you, we're going to keep this to the... You guys disrupted the meeting last month, and this is a finance meeting, so we're going to discuss this in the finance meeting.
Yeah, I beg your pardon. I didn't mean to disrupt.
Well, it made a circus out of it, Tom, and I haven't heard one suggestion from anybody all month. We tabled this last month. I haven't had one suggestion. So we're going to discuss this in the finance committee.
So we can't talk in the finance committee, we can't talk in the county board?
Yes, you can.
Chairman,
I've got a simple question, if I can. So what this...
Wait, I'm sorry, did you just say we're not allowed to speak at the committee? Because I remember, Mr. Chairman, you told me, I've been here 8 years, you said we're supposed to discuss this in the committees.
I didn't say
anything. I've heard on the floor.
Go right first, and I'll be glad to answer.
Okay.
I've just got a simple question about the process. So what this firm would do is they would do an analysis, basically, of our portfolio, and then they would make suggestions on, like, diversifying funds, if that's necessary. They'd make a professional observation. Yeah. Okay.
This is what they look at. Okay, now you have to understand the levy's a little bit different. Okay? The levy situation, because they have to show all the money coming out and when it's being expended. You know, you have bills to pay. Mr. Prenzer, you know, as a treasurer, you have to make sure monthly bills get paid. Okay?
And
we have to make sure monthly things get paid, okay, on a timely basis. What they do is they review, and it would take a process with Kurt, Joe, everyone else saying, okay, let's say we were going to spend $5 million beginning next year on the something with the county courthouse for tuck pointing and all this other good stuff. They would have to have that in there, the revenue stream there for that point. So they would look at the revenue stream. What you don't need immediately, they will invest probably a little bit longer term. You know, it's just a professional way of doing it. Once again, this group here is going to make 0.56% interest, and all the money is going to be gone in 18 months. And they're making 0.56% interest.
Well, okay? What we're buying is we're buying professional advice and experience. And that's in the best interest of the taxpayers. That's all we're saying. The time and, you know, is they would be devote the resources towards it.
Kirk, you had a question?
Yes, I do think it's appropriate that other county board members are able to speak at this meeting. But I just wanted to make three overall kind of a view from 30,000 feet. And that is, when I became treasurer, the county portfolio was $105 million, 105. Today we have over $135 million.
Okay. So the amount in the portfolio is increased by more than $30 million. Now, it's my opinion, if there's excess money, I think the county should seriously look at returning that money to the taxpayers. But let me just go on. Also, when I entered office, the amount invested in local credit unions and banks on deposit with local credit unions and banks was $33 million. Today, it's $87 million. I just wanted everyone to know that.
Any other points?
So it's the amount local banks and credit unions has...
Can I answer him then? You know, Jack, with your permission, I'll talk to anyone on this issue. Okay, Kurt, I have all the monies that we have today in the counties. And this is something that the Finance Committee will make it available for all the county board members. It's all the funds that we have. Madison County right now has $129 million. Other counties like DuPage, $235 million. Lake, $391 million. Will, $283. St. Clair County, which is probably the closest to us, $150 million. Folks, we are self-insured, so we have to have a pot of money for self-insurance. When you do road projects in your districts, we do not bond road projects. We have to have the money up front. Okay? Now, in answer to your question, Kurt, and I was trying to be nice, and I'm going to still try to be nice, but this is the bottom line. You're correct. Our investment incomes have gone up. Very simple. I don't know if you board members have seen this report. Our investment revenues, it's a green line, has gone up. That's how much we have to invest.
That's
has gone
balance.
Up. This is the balance. So we started out in at $100 million, just like you said, and we have close to $140 million today. That's not to be ashamed of. I give both Democrats and Republicans credit because we had a lot of problems. You know, we have 275 less employees today. We've done a good job of cutting costs. But at the same time that our amount that we have invested has gone up, our investment income has gone down. Now, folks, and I'll talk to the Republican board members, talk to every one of them. If you are not concerned with your investment income going down from $2.5 million a year to $273,000 a year, then you better look for another job. Because that is a big concern to me, and that costs the taxpayers money. And if you haven't seen this report, we will make copies for everyone in this room. So at the same time, Kurt, you're correct. At the same time you have more to invest, you're making less interest. You're making, on the average now, a 0.24%. Now, let me tell you something. I just put a direct deposit in my account to the Scott Credit Union, my personal account. I will make that available to you. I make 0.25% interest on a personal account. And we're making 0.24% on county funds. There's a problem. Let's get the expertise in here and look at the problem. Once again, the amount that we have has gone up. Our investment income's gone down. Now, Kurt, if that's likely, you might be doing us a favor if you're concerned about reserves, because we keep making your interest. We're not going to have any reserves because it's going to continue to go down. And when is it an embarrassment to have reserves? You know, we live in a state of Illinois that's known for its debt. This county, and I'm proud, and I'm telling you, up to this point, Democrats and Republicans have worked together. This county is probably in better financial shape, in my opinion, than any other county in the state of Illinois. And I back that up, and that's Democrats and Republicans work together. All I'm asking today is that we work together. Now, Lisa Champoli asked me one time, what have I done to work with the Republicans? So I'm going to tell you a little story. Mike, you were helpful in this story. We had bonds at one time. I don't know how much the amount of the bonds were. But we had an issue. Kurt, you came in and talked to us, and you were going to sell the bonds. It was a $3 million paper loss. And you were all concerned. You talked to Joe Peretti and I. Oh, what am I going to do? What's going to happen? Oh, I can't sleep at night. This is actually what you said, and I'll let you speak to me, and I'll answer your questions, Tom. Well, we had a problem. We couldn't let you sell the bonds. We contacted board members like Bill Maher, Mike, I think you were contacted, Jay Myers was contacted. We suggested to them to call you, to call Tom Long. Tom Long used to be the party chairman of the Republican Party. He is a banker. He's an attorney. And I don't think anyone in this room could say anything about bad about Tom Long. You go and sell those bonds. He talked you out of it. We went out of it. This has never been made public. It is, too. You will let me finish. We were never made this public before. Never has this been made public before. We worked with you because we did not want a loss for those bonds. He talked you out of selling those bonds. Lo and behold, you sold the bonds anyway, down the line, not at a $3 million loss. You sold them at a $300,000 loss, and there's a then we lost $700,000 in interest. We lost $1 million on that sale of those bonds. This was Tom Long's suggestion. He suggested that the county board come up, let Kurt Prinzer come up with an investment policy, the bonds be put into amendment that Kurt Prinzler would be held harmless on. He had no reasons to sell the bonds because the county board was going to make him held harmless. He would have no responsibilities for it. He had an opportunity to keep those bonds, and we lost $700,000 in interest. He did not keep the bonds. He sold the bonds. We have tried to work with everyone trying to get this thing resolved and try to get things moving in direction. All I want is good government. Every one of us here should be concerned about good government.
How much physical money did we lose on an investment?
We lost a million.
Not opportunity cost of interest we would have gotten had we stayed in.
We lost $1 million.
About $360,000.
You understand what step rates?
$1 million or $360,000?
$1 million. $360,000, but we lost. These were step bonds, sir. Everything you lost in those interests.
Opportunity costs.
That is true.
Losses.
But we lost
them.
They
are not losses.
Nick, they are losses.
They are not losses.
He took the money that was making that interest and invested it in 0.24% interest. I don't know what is a loss.
I'll tell you. If you currently sell bonds earlier than their maturity, like Mr. Fasson was talking about last meeting, then you also had opportunity cost losses because you sold those years in advance. So if you're going to use that logic against Mr. Prinzler, against the previous treasurer who bought those, you also have to use it for those.
Okay, Bill.
We don't want this to get out of hand. But No. The bottom line.
With Mr. Prinzler,
let's keep this from Finance Committee.
Yeah, but Bill. This is the bottom line.
Doesn't sound to me like you want to work with him at all. It sounds like you want to dictate.
I didn't bring this up.
We have somebody in the committee that elects to speak.
Embarrass him in public.
Nick, we got
during an election year. But it's not political, even though after the last meeting, Mr. Fasson and the person running against Mr. Prinzler came out with a press release. They were almost identical right after the meeting.
What are you talking about?
I don't see that.
Nick, this is the bottom line. The proof, so to speak, is in the pudding. We can show you exactly what happened. We kept track of all those bonds, what they would have made in interest. That is, it could be opportunity loss, but the bottom line is we lost that amount of money. We lost $1 million.
Bill would like a question here.
Yes, Bill.
I guess my question is to Kurt. The Finance Committee goes to all this effort to try to set this up to give you some help on these investments. Are you willing to work with the a company such as this to make the investments better?
This is the first time I've heard about this, and I do know that other county treasurers have said that this is kind of a case of first impression. I think that was reported in the newspaper.
Well, that's all my question is. If you're not going to work with them, then we're foolish to spend money to...
I will say that I've got a question for Rick. Rick, in your financial statements, which was for the year ending November 30th, 2011, my first year, how much did investment earnings increase?
Kirk, those investment earnings were taken into consideration the bonds that Miles had.
Do you have a number?
Well, we can get it. I mean, I can give it to you.
Over $4 million.
No, but you didn't earn that.
Paper increase.
Yes, that's right.
The way that the
investment earnings increased over $4 million compared with the prior year, in my first year, correct?
It didn't. That's a paper statement that you're talking about. Part of that was the bonds with Frank Miles. If you want to come up, I'll show it to you.
The bottom line is that if you really wanted to work with Mr. Prenger on this, you would have went to his office and said, what can we do to help you get more interest coming?
Did we ever get an answer on Bill's question?
We made it public.
Are you talking to me?
There's a question on the floor from finance.
Okay. Let's go. You had a question.
Well, I was just going to say that I agree with you. I think we should be open-minded to every opportunity to invest.
Yes.
And I think hopefully Kurt will be. I agree with you. But what I do think also is that we're talking about 0.57%. We're talking about very modest returns if we adopted these, right?
Okay, so let me back up on that.
Base.
It's not.
Yeah.
Okay, but right now, currently, we're making 0.24.
Yeah,
wait a minute. Let me, Vic Bassett, let me think about this. You guys got to think of the bottom line on this. Let's try to work together. You're doing good. Let me make a point because you made a good point there. If we can make 0.57 on our investments today, we double the money that he's currently making interest. That's enough to pay you the $30,000. This not coming out of your budget, Kurt.
A quarter of a percent on $100 million is $250,000. That more than pays for the
All we're asking, and Kurt, I don't care if you get credit for making more money on the investments. Once we do these investments, you get credit. That's fine. We need to look at the taxpayers.
And this is what we should have done instead of making it
a huge I tried to do it. I didn't bring up the other stuff, Mick.
Where was this information?
Mike,
I don't know.
Mike, go ahead. I'm sorry. Please.
Page at Cook County.
Yes.
Know what their investment, what their return is.
Yeah, actually, we looked at Lake County. You want to go over that, Joe? Because we'll use that as an example.
It's 1.35.
What is it?
1.35 in Lake County.
Which one's that?
Lake County.
What about DuPage?
I don't know.
We don't know the page. He is three. One has that does anticipation warrants. Which one's that?
That was Champagne.
What I'd like to do is see all the counties, what the returns are.
We can look at counties our size.
Into that group is a prior treasurer set up guidelines.
Yeah, we can look at other counties.
Therefore, I think that group should probably have those guidelines to see what they are. Now, if we want to change the guidelines, we can change it, but I think if you want them to see it, I think they've got to see what the guidelines that he was from prior treasurer set up.
I agree, Mike.
Want to do with that? I don't know if the board does the treasurer.
Mike, we're on board.
Thank you for letting me speak, Mr. Chairman. Then let's redo the guidelines.
And that's something we could do. Now, and Kurt, we can't force you. I'm being honest with you. I would like to see you, let's come up with this process, and we got our investment guidelines. Let's come up with investment guidelines. Let's use them. Let's come up with the whole thing. The county board will vote on the guidelines. It gives you cover also. That way the county board takes some concrete things in this. Let's do the right thing for the taxpayers. Here you come.
Yeah, I just had a question. All I'm hearing here is a lot of bickering, and I thought good government was listening, not just everyone fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to listen, and I have always been told by you, by Joe, that when I have a question, the reason I'm on the county board, if I'm not on that committee, I can come to the committee and ask a question. I had previous questions I would like to ask, and I know if I go to the board meeting and ask them, I'll be told I should have asked them in committee.
Judy, you're correct.
Let's hear your questions.
That was what I was
saying. Judy, this is in comment to that. I wasn't at the last meeting. I wasn't here. I had a surgery the day before, so I had a pretty good excuse for not being here. These things, we should work together. We don't need to have yelling and stuff like that. We're going to have disagreements. There will be disagreements to the county. But every committee, we do try to let every committee, but we're not going to, you can't just take over the committee's thing neither. I want input. My office is open to anyone in this room. Kurt, my office is open to you. My office is open to McManus. I mean, anybody wants to come to my office, it's open.
Tom won't speak here.
Yes, Tom.
I mean, but what is the forum? I mean, I don't care if it takes two. This is a very important discussion.
Yes.
And I get you, Jack. I didn't mean to, quote unquote, disrupt.
Okay.
And I sincerely apologize if it's perceived that way. On the other hand, I hate for it to be so narrowly focused that people don't have, their views can't be expressed.
I agree.
So, we do have to have a forum, and I don't care if it takes two. I took time out of my day to be here, and I work hard. And so if I can't come to the meetings and speak,
then what am I on the board for?
Here's what the forum needs to be. The committee first, others second. And I think what's happened is the others have jumped in and the committee hasn't been able to...
We lost all control.
Yeah, that's really...
There's got to be a little courtesy. And we'll work those things out. And I agree with you, Tom.
Well, okay.
And see, and one thing about what you said today, and I think you see where I'm trying to hit with this. I really am trying to make us more professional. You know, that's what ultimately we have to do is be professional. And I think we have to treat each other professionally. And I think, I wasn't at the last meeting, okay? I heard it was pretty loud. Is that to be a safe bit? You know, it was, that doesn't make, and I don't want to say anything bad about press. That doesn't make us look good in the press. You know, this is I honestly believe, and if anyone sitting in this room doesn't believe it, we are in the best county in the state of Illinois. I really do believe that. I really do believe that. I'm very sincere when I say that. We are probably in better financial shape than any other county in the state of Illinois. I didn't do it alone. Tom, Mick, Bill, Mike, Jean, Judy, all of us working together have done a tremendous job and making this county a great place to live and raise a family. We need to do something like this. This will take the politics out of it. You know, let's go ahead and do the RFQs. Let's get someone to come in and goes over all that stuff. He will work with you, Kurt. I will guarantee you he will work with you. He will work with Mark Benatti. He will work with this committee. We don't need, I'm sorry, Rick, we don't need an oversight committee. This finance committee, we're elected people that represent this county. And ultimately, by the way, anything that this committee does, guess where it has to go, Tom? It has to go to the county board. So this is everybody's going to have plenty of information to say on how we're going to handle this. I just want us to move forward. And if I insulted anyone today, I apologize, but we have to move forward. Mike?
I just want to let you know, when I debate with Rick, we do it in a very professional way. We're in church.
Yeah. Usually before communion, though.
So what I'm asking today is permission to go out for RFQs.
I have a comment first. Okay. We need to hear if Kurt is going to be willing to work with this or not. If not, that's a moot point.
Can we have that as...
We have other people in
mind,
too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mark Benatti is on board.
I'd like to make the suggestion and formally the motion that we go out for an RFQ and that it is pending upon after we get the prices and perhaps more discussion from the offices that do investing.
Yeah, I think what needs to happen is we need to collaborate with the treasurer, the circuit clerk, talk about this process, talk about what the needs are, and come back and say, this is the way forward.
We got a motion.
I think he also needs to see this before he make a decision.
Right.
Yeah,
we got a motion.
If you get the RFQs, it's going to come back.
Larry seconded the motion. Now we can discuss it.
How about aye?
Aye.
Do we want to do more discussion?
Aye. Not. Aye.
Okay. Motion passed. We'll go out for RFQ.
But Kelly, didn't you just say you thought you needed to look at it and get an understanding?
Yeah, we're just going out for RFQ.
It comes out to the bids.
Yeah. Have you guys heard of this before?
Not spending.
No, that's why we would wait.
No,
I don't think the finance committee members heard about
it. This is the first I've heard as well.
With these guys before we do anything.
Mr. Chairman, thank you for bringing that. I think that's a good thing. I I'll take Kelly's side of this thing. She just now, first, you saw it too.
Sure.
And I know we're not, and I think it's a great idea to look into this. Although Tom Long's a terrible golfer,
I know he is.
Say something bad about it. But I think we need to get a month, let them look at it, let Mark look at it, let everybody that's going to have their policy change. Like I said,
we
need to see what other counties are doing too. If they're at one point something, Mr. Pass?
1.35.
And if they're all around there and we're around 0.24, okay. But what happens if we find out that these other counties are right around where we are?
Yeah.
then what do we do?
And that's true.
Ralph, and I don't know anything, guys.
And I don't either.
You don't have to convince us of that. Yeah. We know.
And Mike, what I would suggest, if you, I wish,
right.
If I would have known, hey Mike,
yeah.
If I would have known this guy was speaking at the at our levy meeting, I was amazed.
Yeah,
the expertise that he brought to the table, and I mean, he can give you graphs and tell you how you're spending the money. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you know, and I'm the first one to admit I can't do this.
No, I can't either.
That's the key.
I tried to talk to Rick about bonds, and he starts talking. What do I say?
Talks about grade school basketball.
Yeah.
But anyway, I have one final comment.
Yes, sir.
I'm in full agreement with the chairman on this. I think it's a great idea. What my comment was with the oversight committee, that's just one form of it, but we're looking at protecting taxpayers' dollars and maximizing our investment income. I agree with the total.
Okay. Very good.
Jack,
any more? Yes? I'm sorry.
This is off the topic of that, so if anyone...
Tom, you say?
Well, I just had something I wanted to bring to the finance, because I think if I run the finance committee, I would want somebody to bring this to my attention, and you may already know this. But in the discussion of the bonds, I started looking at, and you know, we purchased over $500 million in bonds from that broker in Little Rock, Arkansas, over a 10-year period.
Mm-hmm.
As you drill down to it, in 2010, in that year alone, we purchased $130 million from that broker. $36 million were purchased in the three-week period after Kurt was elected before he took office. Now, that would seem to me those are huge sums of money.
Yeah.
If we bought $500 million, then we also sold $500 million. And if there were commissions earned, that's $1 billion of transactions.
Or they were called.
Yeah, or they were called. I'm not going to. Jim Foley, when he did the investments, I want to be clear. He should have stayed within the investment policy. He should have stayed within the investment policy. I asked Jim Foley, and I'm just going to tell you what he told me. I asked Jim Foley why, why did you invest? Was it $130 million right at the last minute? The way he told me is when Kirk took office, he wanted to show Kurt that he was making interest. So he wanted to make sure all the money was invested. This is what he told me. There's going to be the reason we can't go into this too much is today, as you all know, there's lawsuits going on. There's lawsuits going on. And there's some things going on that I don't. I'll tell you what, I don't mind you responding, but I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to respond in executive session. Because there's lawsuits going on, and what I'm going to suggest is maybe at a county board meeting we go into some of the lawsuits, that way you understand all the lawsuits that are going on, but we need to do that in executive session.
We did have two executive sessions with the attorneys from Oaks and Fulcher about these very questions, and that was like a year and a half ago, and that arbitration case is still pending, so...
Well, I would just say, I understand, but that was news to me. And when I started to look at the numbers, mm-hmm. I actually about 6 o'clock this morning, I was looking at those, and I mean it's staggering. In that last year, that's a lot of money.
It is.
And if you look at a 1% commission, we're talking about $10 million in commissions.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's.
And I don't even know what they make on commissions.
Well,
stuff.
I don't either, but that's the.
But I'm going to caution you again, Kurt. There's a lawsuit going on.
So you
really have to watch out. Go ahead and speak. I mean, I'm just saying what Foley told me.
You can make up stories about Tom Long, and I can't.
I'm not going to make up stories.
Okay. Now.
Oh, by the way, you can call Tom Long. Ain't that an easy way to handle it? Call Tom Long.
The deal, reason for the caution is we are being countersued by Stern AG, so that's why we just need to be careful.
Let me say the $36 million of bonds were purchased through Richard Holt, Stern AG, Little Rock, Arkansas, were purchased not in the three-week period. They were purchased the six next days after I was elected.
41.3.
After you were elected or before you were elected?
When talk.
I thought it was 41.3.
30, when I came in the office, $42 million was outside of investment policy. It was a 12 to 15-year bonds. When the investment policy had a maturity limit of 10 years, which was very, very liberal. Okay, so when I came in the office, about 41,
okay.
42.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. The $36 million was of new bonds was purchased, the Russians call it Tichas, immediately, right after the I was elected, those next 6 days, they were very busy in the treasurer's office investing all of their cash, not all of it, but a lot of it, in what was one Little Rock, Arkansas bond sales. Now, yeah, I've also spoken with other investment professionals during this period of time, and they said, well, Kurt, why do you think they were why do you think over a 9-10 year period they purchased over $500 million of bonds, long-term bonds, where when you have a 2-year deposit in a CD, there's no commissions with the bank, okay? But there are with long-term bonds, and they're easily hidden. And every investment professional says, well, I wonder why they were investing that much money with one Little Rock, Arkansas bond sales for over 9 to 10 years, no competitive bidding, excessive commissions. Now I wonder. I'll just leave you that with that question.
Let me leave you with an answer.
You can't talk this in executive session. We'll bring this up to the county board. But here, I'll bring up everything to the county board meeting. We'll have the attorneys come in.
Jennifer has to speak.
Jennifer, yes.
I only have one more thing, and that is the county audit is completed. The CAFR is on file with the state, and it's on the county's website. If anyone is interested in seeing it, or you can get a copy from us, and we'll probably have the presentation next month at the meeting.
At the meeting, okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.